the latest in a series of Client Alert podcasts from Akin Gump Strauss Hauer & Feld, LLP. To download the complete text version, including full annotations as well as contact information for the partners who can best answer your questions, please visit us at akingump.com and select Publications from the left-hand menu.
Client Alert. Interior Department proposes rule to spur renewable energy development on tribal lands. On November 28, 2011, the Department of the Interior, DOI, issued a proposed rule aimed at spurring and streamlining the development of solar and wind energy projects on tribal lands. The proposed rule, titled Residential, Business, and Wind and Solar Resource Leases on Indian Land, would modify the Bureau of Indian Affairs, BIA, process for approving tribal leases in order to accelerate the leasing process and remove uncertainties associated with entering into leases with tribes. DOI is accepting comments on the proposed rule for a period of 60 days. Impediments to developing wind and solar projects on tribal lands. DOI holds approximately 56 million acres of land in trust for Indian tribes and individual Indians. Pursuant to federal law, as trustee of these lands, DOI must generally approve leases of tribal lands. Due in part to leasing regulations that are outdated, have not been consistently applied, and do not include mandated timeframes, securing approval for commercial leases of tribal lands is a slow process that has acted to deter development and commercial investment in Indian country. Indeed, it can take BIA up to several years to approve the types of complex commercial leases needed for renewable energy projects. Efforts to streamline and spur development of renewable energy projects. DOI's proposed rule seeks to address the process delays and uncertainties associated with leasing tribal lands for renewable energy projects. Subsection E of the proposed rule establishes a new streamlined process in an effort to remove significant obstacles to wind and solar energy development on Indian lands. For wind projects, the proposed rule establishes a two-step process with less onerous leasing requirements for the installation and operation of wind evaluation equipment, e.g., meteorological towers, and then a follow-up on a process to extend the lease for full development of the wind project. Solar projects do not require this two-step process because a shorter-term lease is not needed to evaluate solar energy potential. One of the most significant and streamlining efforts is the requirement that BIA must issue decisions on wind and solar project leases within 60 days of receiving all required documentation. The proposed rule sets similar timeframes for BIA decisions on lease amendments, lease assignments, subleases, and leasehold mortgages. In the case of lease amendments and subleases, these documents will be deemed approved if BIA fails to act within the set timeframes. Providing certainty. In an effort to ease the burden of negotiating and executing tribal leases, the proposed rule also seeks to bring some certainty to the leasing process. DOI has abandoned its one-size-fits-all leasing approach in favor of specific rules for the different types of tribal leases, i.e. residential, business, or wind and solar energy development. The proposed rule identifies terms that must be included in wind and solar leases and the documents that must be submitted to BIA to support a lease approval. The proposed rule also limits the grounds under which BIA can disapprove certain lease documents. Finally, the proposed rule clarifies that permanent improvements on the leased lands are not subject to state or local taxation. Mandated lease terms. DOI also has proposed substantive requirements, some of which allow for flexibility in negotiations that would apply to or govern wind and solar leases, including maximum lease terms for wind and solar leases, i.e. a maximum initial term of 25 years with the option of one 25-year extension, performance bond and insurance requirements, methodologies for establishing valuation and compensation, removal requirements for improvements on leased lands, indemnification requirements, and enforcement and remedy mechanisms.
2011 Akin Gump Strauss Hauer & Feld, LLP, all rights reserved. This document is distributed for informational use only. It does not constitute legal advice and should not be used as such. IRS Circular 230 Notice Requirement. This communication is not given in the form of a covered opinion within the meaning of Circular 230 issued by the United States Secretary of the Treasury. Thus, we are required to inform you
that you cannot rely upon any tax advice contained in this communication for the purpose of avoiding United States federal tax penalties. In addition, any tax advice contained in this communication may not be used to promote, market, or recommend a transaction to another party.